It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. The high-end French piano maker Pleyel, often called the Ferrari of pianos, used by Frédéric Chopin, Claude Debussy, and Franz Liszt, announced last week it will end production by the end of the year. Founded in 1807 by Ignaz Pleyel, a student of Joseph Haydn, the firm has fallen victim to cheaper options offered by Asian manufacturers. The company said it was shutting its workshop in the northern Paris suburb of Saint-Denis, given the recurring losses incurred and the very low level of business, unquote. France's industrial renewal minister said the government would try to find a way of helping the company stay open. Pleyel is a symbol. We will come up with solutions for its recovery, he told French radio. Pleyel has manufactured nearly 250,000 pianos over two centuries. Pianos have hefty price tags ranging from $56,000 to $268,000. The painter of the Mona Lisa, Leonardo da Vinci, is seeing another of his creations come to life several centuries after he designed it. His Viola Organista is a combination of keyboard and string instruments, but he never built it, experts say. Virtually forgotten, it's come to life thanks to Slavomir Dubretsky, a concert pianist and instrument maker. As he pressed the keys, they pressed strings down onto the wheels, emitting rich tones of a cello, an organ, and even an accordion. A sketch complete with notes is found in Leonardo da Vinci's Codex Atlanticus, a collection of his manuscripts and designs. Bringing da Vinci's dream sound to life was a three-year-long labor of love for Zubrinsky, which he spent at least $9,000 on. Gabor Farkas, an award-winning Hungarian concert pianist and teacher at the Franz Liszt Academy of Music in Budapest, said he fell in love with what he heard in the instrument. He said it's a keyboard instrument, but it sounds like someone is playing it with a bow, like a violin or a cello. A very warm sound, very velvety, very beautiful. If you'd like to help those in need this holiday season and enjoy a classical concert at the same time, Classical Revolution Phoenix and the Tempe Historical Museum is holding an event you might be interested in. Phoenix Early Music Society's Joshua Pierce and Laura Meter play guitar music, and they're joined by pianist Jennifer Bindel and singer Sarah Smith.
Sarah and I will be playing a variety of composers, and one is musical theater, Stephen Schwartz. We're doing some newer classical music by George Crumb, and we're doing some John Rutter selections. It's always casual and fun. It's a great place for families to go. There's always treats. There's hands-on activities that are very children-friendly, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
The concert is November 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Tempe Historical Museum. Admission is a non-perishable food item, and baked goods will also be on sale. All proceeds benefit the needy through urban outreach. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.